You are now listening to The Confession Box, where sinners are celebrated.
Every Sunday with Father Creed and Sister Barry.
Sinners can send in their confessions via our socials or email at theconfessionboxpod@gmail.com.
We welcome you to our fucking iconic congregation. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at The Confession Box Pod.
If you enjoy this episode, please rate, follow, subscribe and share.
Now go forth and eat, pray, slay.
Hey guys, it's Father Creed.
And Sister Barry.
Coming to you live and in charge.
Large and in charge still. The Olympic, not Olympicing this week.
Do you know what though? I have had a great week, but I think from having a great week has made me turn this week bad in my mind.
There must come lows.
That's it. Do you know when you have like an amazing week, the next week afterwards is always crap. It's like it gives you a glimmer of hope and then it takes it away.
I think I'm still hungover, to be honest.
Brianna goes
on. No, Brianna got sick in a shot glass at the bar, like fully puked. It was fucking hilarious. And the bartender just saw and brought over like a big plastic bin and I just threw it in. I was like, I'm sorry. And then I went to like the bathroom and just like washed myself essentially in the nightclub. I kept on saying to the girls, I was like, girls, do I stink a puke?
You honestly didn't though. I didn't even know you got
Thank
sick.
Thank God.
I didn't even know you got sick.
All up in my nostrils. So
I was living my best life.
We were both white girl wasted.
Honestly, I have to say, right? I really, really liked my 25th birthday. It'll actually be such a fun birthday in my mind. Honestly, I had such a great time.
Yeah. Your 25th was better than your 24th.
Yeah.
Like your 24th was fun, but your 25th was epic.
The thing is, right, with my 24th, I think I put, because it was like the first one out of the pandemic, I tried to make it such a thing. Do you know, like I was like, girls, I got us.
You have to embrace life. No. You never know what could happen.
I full on got like a Kardashian style table in the back of house. That look like Joe, like the ones that...
Like when they go into fucking Nobu, like...
Yeah, so I thought I was...
Put me in house on Howley's Quay.
Excuse me, it's the closest I'm going to get to Nobu in Limerick, right? So I was there, like, my white shirt. I thought I looked so... I actually have to say, though, the pictures were fucking fabulous from that night, but...
Reese in the powder room?
Oh.
Unimaginable.
Oh, it is. Girls... Limerick people especially, you know that powder room holds a special place in my heart. The conversations you have in that powder room with the gals, it's an amazing time. You cry, you laugh, you live, you make friends that you're never going to see after that night. It's a great place to be, the powder room.
I went in at one point to the powder room. There's some young fella standing there. And I was like, you all right, love? Like, I'm not trying to hit on him or anything. He was like, no, I just had a fight with my girlfriend. She's been ridiculous. Like, I'm just waiting here for her. I was like, okay, bye. Like, fuck off then. Why are you in this like sacred space? Get out of my mirror selfie.
Speaking of young fellas, girls, I was so drunk that I almost had a fight with two young fellas in Chicken House. What was going through my mind?
Nothing, except for get that gravy.
I truly was like, shut the fuck up. Let me get my food. They were like...
No, my favorite part of the story is that Reese, this young fella goes, who do you think you are? And he goes, I'm Reese Creed.
And you know what? I stand by it.
Icon. That's icon behavior.
It is icon behavior.
In chicken homes.
As it should. Sorry, girls. It's not going to be the Met Gala. It's going to be Chicken House. That's where you're going to see me. Like, I was like, he was like, I was on the paper for Cheltenham. I was like, yeah, I'm in the paper every week in the out and about section.
So if the out and about section could feature Reese this week, that would be great.
It would be great if you opened up the paper and saw me there.
There's me, man, from Chicken Hut.
No, and it was so funny because the more, like, so he started, like, just getting at us, right? Okay, I got to start from the start, right? Because I think this needs context. Basically, we were in the line for Chicken Hut. Langers, sure, what else are you going to be in Chicken Hut? You don't eat that sober. If you do, strong stomach on you.
Seek help.
Seek help. right? If you go into that willingly, okay. So basically,
that's a choice.
It is a choice that is very impactful on your health. Anyways, so we were just standing there and there was a load of like fellas outside sitting like on the park benches and it looked like they were on a school tour. Do you know when you just know a school tour has gone for their lunch break?
You go to the farm like.
Yeah, Stonehall Farm.
Stonehall Farm or Alloy Caves and you're all just waiting for the lunch. Or when you go swimming and you have to just, you're standing there waiting for the bus.
Literally, they looked like they were outside the rock shop. Do you know what I mean? So, right? So we were like, oh my God, they look like on the school tour. And the two lads behind us were obviously their friends. We were like, why are you talking about our friends for? And we were like, it's a joke. Like, it's so funny. Laugh with us. So I was like, oh no, it's just a joke, lads. Don't take it seriously. And they were like, well, we are going to take it seriously. We're talking about it. I was like, listen here. Shut the fuck up. I'm not having this. Right? I said, get over yourselves. He was like, who do you think you are? That's when I came in with the iconic line. I'm Reese Creed. Who the fuck are you? Right? He obviously didn't know me because he was from, definitely not from Limerick, I could tell. He was giving culty energy.
I'm weak.
Giving two Johnnies. Do you know what I mean? So I was sitting there. Sorry, two Johnnies. Anyways, so he was like coming for me. And girls, all I wanted, you know when you get into the fucking restaurant, all you want is your food and to fuck off home. And I was in no mood for it. I was like, shut the fuck up. Then this is how it ended, right? I just started laughing at everything that came out of his mouth.
That's so, like, patronizing.
So patronizing. He would be like, and what do you think of this? And I'd be like, no, like
my jaw is
the girls were like, get the fuck out of here right now. I was like, swing me a dick, go on, swing me a dick. But I got home in the taxi unharmed and unscathed.
Recently, like, catch me outside.
Oh my God, I was given Danielle Brigoli, like,
and like, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with people? I always think it's mad when you like look back and like fight something out that people have. And it's always the stupidest fucking things.
I will never like, forget.
Stupidest. I remember I near got kicked out of was at Icon one night. Two girls. It was, I can't even remember. At one point, I remember one of them saying, like, the girl I had the beef with, and then her friend comes in. I was like, she's like just spewing shit. Like, she's saying that she had to do everything from the age of 18. She doesn't live at home home anymore. She pays rent. And she, like, her friend looked at me and goes, what the fuck? Like, she still lives at home. Like, she doesn't pay rent to anyone. Like, I was so confused. I was like, so no. This girl has just been caught out lying by her own friend, Grant. And the like manager of Icon was like, what the fuck? And I was like, honestly, I don't know. Bye. And I just walked away. I was like, I cannot. Like, I couldn't. I still can't wrap my head around half the shit that goes on a night out.
To be honest,
I thank God for a bit of blackout sometimes.
No, honestly. But this one I actually remembered fully. Even though I was drunk, I was very, like, screwed on. I remembered everything about the night. I remembered literally everyone I met. It was weird. It was vivid. But, like, the amount of times fights and night outs happen, it's just so funny. I'll never forget when I was in Top Pizza and I saw a young one get her kebab and throw it over a girl in a white dress.
Were you there that night? The can of Coke? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, the can of Coke. And it was full. Yeah, I remember that.
Sorry, we don't want to mention names, obviously, because... But I will never forget watching a girl in a white dress get covered in kebab sauce. It was like, it was giving, Joe, that fucking horror film, Carrie. But it was a fucking kebab.
Kebab.
Chicken kebab. She also professed across Top Pizza, I will bait this fucking Coke can off your fucking face. And legend behavior. Icon behavior.
Bait this fucking Coke can off your face.
It's just so Limerick to the point.
This is why I don't go out, honestly.
I love going out. Like, but this is why I love it.
No, John, I need more nights out in Dublin that are like this unhinged.
I don't think you'll get it. I really don't. I think Dublin has a sophistication around it that you just don't get in Limerick.
This is true.
Limerick is unhinged. Limerick is feral. I love Limerick nights out. I do. Even when I go like on trips and go on nights out, I just never hits the same.
It's truly fucking feral anyway.
Oh, I love that.
And I contributed to that.
As you should. Speaking of feral.
What?
Speaking of feral. Point one of the night. Point one of the night. I will never.
That's again. Feral. Feral. Every like group of people. He was like, my people. Let's all be best friends.
He was everyone's
best friend.
I honestly think I blacked out. I was so excited. I honestly think I blacked out. Like, do you know when people are there, but they're not there? I think that my body ascended. I honestly.
Euphoria was experience.
I will never, ever forget hearing Paris in a club in my life. Why don't fucking nightclubs do this all the time? It was sold out. They would make so much money, but yet we are subject to Calvin Harris remixes 24/7. Who goes, I'm a big fan of Calvin Harris? Nobody. Nobody.
No one. Fucking no one.
Nobody. Like ABBA nights, One Direction nights, Taylor Swift nights, clubs, take note.
This was the closest we'll get to the Eras tour.
Oh, girls, the Eras tour, look how good it looks. It's all over my TikTok.
My favorite thing is seeing the outfits people show up in, and it's like different album aesthetic.
Oh, that we did that.
We dressed up. I went just like the Reputation era.
You really slayed that, even though she was looking very debut during the day.
So I got out the crimper to do my hair because I was like, I need to crimp it and then curl it because I was going off this picture. I thought I was dedicated to the cause. And as I was on FaceTime to Reese, the slew of abuse, this actual, like, you wouldn't see that much slurry coming out of a field, like the amount of shit that was coming out of this man's mouth talking about me. And I was like, John, it's his birthday. I'm going to let him have it. But from now on, watch your mouth.
It was so funny, lads. Her hair was proper, like, pin curls. Like, it was giving Tim McGraw. It was
never
so
showing
funny.
You my fucking communion photos anyway.
I can't lie,
or
though.
My confirmation photos. My hair was way worse.
No, I can't lie, though. She really pulled it out in the end. The dark lip, everything was happening. She was giving, don't blame me, love made me crazy.
I'm like, well, not if it slapped me in the face.
Aisling wanted to bait us around the room. Aisling was so done. Aisling was like, what?
I spent a proportion of the night in the toilet with Aisling draining alcohol that was spilt in her bag. We had to dry it. We had to flush it. At one point, like, we emptied the entire tissue dispenser just trying to fucking dry it.
The Swifties are feral. What can
Whereas Reese was there, like, bawling, making friends.
I was there with
me laughing in the loo, drying a bag, wringing out a hat.
I was going around showing people the video of me outside the Three Arena. Going, look, I love her this much. If she comes, and then, like, a moment.
But the thing is, I was thinking about it. Like, I know you were, like, nuts to do that in Ireland, being like, I'd like to say thank you to Andrea and whatever. What's the dad's name?
Scott.
I'd like to say thank you to Scott and Andrea for creating Taylor Swift, whatever. But like in America, that's completely normal because everyone is like
completely
so extra.
Well, we don't have to do that for the Eras tour because she's not doing meet and greets for the Eras tour.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I mean, sometimes a bitch gets tired. Don't blame her.
Well, she is doing a 3-hour set. She really is giving God work.
Honestly, she's going to need Ritalin to get through all of that. Like,
she's going to have
she'd be baiting in the bag, she's getting
gonna
3 hours of fucking musical talent out like that.
She's going to have arthritis, chronic arthritis by the end of the tour.
Arthritis. Sorry, did you just say arthritis?
Arthritis, no. What? Arthritis.
It's like an addiction to, hey, Arthur, arthritis.
That's what
arthritis.
Arthritis.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There's no R.
I thought it was arthritis. Oh, girls, you know what? You know
I'll
I'm
tell you my day. I'm going to go to the next clinic and go, is arthritis here?
You're never going to find me in the medical field.
No, my gosh. All I can think about is, hey, Arthur.
Arthritis.
How much do you love hey, Arthur?
So what is it?
Arthritis.
No, but what actually is it? No, no, I'm getting confused now.
Arthritis.
Arthritis.
Yeah. Arthritis.
Oh my God. That's... Nana literally has arthritis.
Yeah.
And I've been saying it for the past...
Arthritis. No, sorry. Josh, I was going to drop out today, but that's kept me in it. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Oh,
I
guys.
I was texting the girls. I was like, I should have just stayed dropped out.
Oh, girls. I can't lie. I'm feeling very ill.
No, that was fucking hilarious. Arthritis.
Oh, girls. I don't need to know.
Arthritis.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. No, I need
That's
to
like
know
what I feel like Elle Woods when she goes into.
They're like, how's your anxiety today, Reese?
Anxiety. Oh, girls.
No, I can't. I actually can't.
Glad I made you laugh.
Thank you. I really needed that. No, I'm dying. See, I live in a medical universe at this point. I don't know what's going on in the world, so this is why we need to talk about. Reese, tell me what's going on in the north.
So, Brianna will be delighted about this. Brianna's going to be delighted about this because she hates this man more than I hate Meghan Trainor. And that is...
I don't love Meghan Trainor that much either.
No. You hate this man more than anything. And that is the Tubbs, Ryan Tuberty. He is leaving the national institution. That is
not one fucking person is sad about it. And you know, I actually did hear about this because a few of the patients were talking about it. They're like, to hear Ryan Tuberty's leaving the Late Late Show. Sure, no one will miss him anyway. Sure, that's no loss.
Am I the only one that's seeing everyone devastated? Or
what about that time? Was it Claire Balding said he was like doing coke?
Oh my God,
did that happen, or is that a fragment of
no? No, she said that
he said it or insinuated it.
No, I think she did something that was like, oh, sure, we know where he is. You know, she said, I love Claire Balding, girls. I think she's so iconic. I think she is amazing.
I don't see where she could have been wrong.
She's not really wrong, but you know what?
I'm like, would love. No, I'd love a drug test to prove it. But actually, don't even give a shit. I don't give enough of a shit to want to know anymore. Good luck. God bless. Good fucking bye.
Okay. And next. On that note, I want to get on the Late Late Show. So let's think who is going to replace
it. Well, it won't be with Tubbs. I love stand the Late Late Show. Don't stand Ryan Tuberty. I'm sorry. I think he's a very poor interviewer. Remember when he had Lady Gaga on? That was just hard to watch.
It was.
Like, I'm sure he has kids, but didn't he also say he was leaving, like, divorcing his wife, separating his wife to focus on his career? 2-3 years later, where's the career? Like, unchanged.
Yeah, like...
I don't support.
Yeah, to be honest, he's... yeah.
The main point of me not liking him is he's not very relatable and he's not a good interviewer. Those are my main reasons of not liking him. Despite all the
rumors,
character flaw, rumors, what I actually couldn't be fucked with that. Couldn't be fucked. But it's mainly, I think he's a very hard person to watch and not a good interviewer.
Okay. You know? So Ryan successfully dragged through the mud. So he's gone. We don't need to deal with him no more. So who would be like your, if you could pick anybody to take over the Late Late Show, who would it be?
Do they have to be Irish? Yeah.
That's my only flaw now. It has to be Irish.
Well, obviously, it's an Irish.
It's an Irish institution. It has to be an Irish. I'd love to see Joanne McNally do it, girls. I think it'd be so funny. But they'll never let her on. She'll get
Do you
so
know
much.
what? I think Vogue Williams.
Yeah, see, Vogue is better.
She is intelligent. She's engaging. She's a good interviewer, and she's entertaining.
Yeah.
Do you know
Straight
what I
from the
mean?
horse's mouth.
She has kids herself. She'd be great at the toy show. And it would be nice to have a female for once.
Yeah, no, I really want it to be a female. I think if it's not a female, that is
And
just
she's built, not even, sorry. And she's built up the, like, rapport, I suppose, with Ireland. If the woman
exactly.
can sell out the O2 Arena three times over with her,
Very
and her, like,
true.
you know, with Joanne as well, obviously, Joanne's fantastic. But Joanne is so comedy that I don't think the poor nannies of Ireland's hearts would be
Yeah,
able
that's
for
it.
her.
She's not
Whereas
as clean cut.
Joke, Vogue,
No.
Joanne Vogue,
Boosh.
Joanne.
Boan. But I think I
But I
feel
feel like, yeah, Vogue is, like, as Joanne said, is a PR marketing's wet dream.
oh no, she is. Like she is
So it
so
makes sense.
like
She'd be,
she's
I
so
think she would be my
mumsy.
pick.
She's Ireland's answer to Holly Willoughby, I think.
Yeah, I think if I had a vote, Vogue Williams.
I would love if it
Yeah.
was me. I would love
Step
to.
away from the mirror now for 2 seconds and pick someone else.
Okay, not me. I want it to be a girl. I'm for women's rights and women's wrongs. Let me remember.
Remind.
Right. I would love to see, because I think she'd just be so funny. I'd love to see Trina McCarthy. She'd be so funny. Do you know Trina McCarthy? So
I
Trina
could just
McCarthy is an Irish
Google her.
icon. Trina McCarthy serves camp 24/7, right?
A bit like Davina McCall.
No, she used to do the beauty bits on Expose, but she was unhinged. Like she come on,
Knew you'd pick someone from Expose.
I love Expose. Bring it fucking back. I miss it. Anyways,
What's she been up to these days in her life?
she does a lot of stuff like on Ireland AM. She does like showing like her little beauty
I
bits
recognize her from Ireland
on
Data.
Instagram. She's so funny, right? And she has her little daughter like dressed up the exact same as her, and her daughter acts the exact same as her, and they're so South Dublin. It actually pleases my soul. She'd be like, you know, come on now, we'll go to Lauderdale and get a few macaroons as a treat. But she's just so funny. She's so unhinged. She is just, I just feel like you need someone who is gonna have crack. That's why I feel like Ryan
Yeah,
can't be.
that's why I
Hit
didn't
me.
like him.
You know,
Like,
like.
he got so visibly uncomfortable when Emma Doran was talking about the silent ride. I was like, Jesus, you'd swear he'd never been
Yeah.
touched in his life.
Like, he's very much so Catholic Ireland. Whereas Trina would so be like, oh, sure, I had one too.
Yeah.
Like, she'd be so funny.
She'd like you need someone who can interview and then throw back a different story. You
That's
know what I
it.
mean?
Like, I think
Like, that
that's
keeps the
always going to be good.
conversation fucking going.
So mine would be Trina, but I just they're saying Claire Byrne, she just reminds me of the pandemic and gives me PTSD. So I don't really want to see that.
Imagine
Jennifer
like Teresa Mann.
Zamparelli.
Teresa Mannion.
Oh Jesus, Teresa, I'd love that.
Zara King.
Sarah King serves cunt 24/7.
I would start. You know, she used to babysit my friend.
My God, stop. I love Sarah King.
And I was like, that makes so much sense. Like, so
Like
much sense.
Zara King made COVID camp, and that's something we need to always remember. She would come with her winged eyeliner 24/7, no matter what COVID case numbers there was. She was there. She was out front. She was ready to slay.
I personally just love how much she loves a blazer. She's my kind of
She
gal.
loves the blazer. She's very
She
you.
loves a
She's a
blazer.
style and
She
soul.
loves curly, bouncy, blow dry hair. She yeah, love her. And
She's amazing.
she's intelligent. She knows how to speak really well. She's a good interviewer. She's engaging. She's funny.
That's it.
Look, RT, we're giving you options. Like,
Don't you know now?
choose well.
Don't you know now? It'll be Anne Doyle or something.
Saw Anne Doyle today. Well, I didn't, but the person I was with saw Anne Doyle, and I saw
Thomas
Dermot Bannon.
Hay.
I saw Dermot Bannon today.
Brianna, you were.
I was just kind of staring, and I was like, I can't really go. Are you Dermot Bannon? So I just
Imagine.
stared really awkwardly.
That was like the time that I saw Leanne Moore in a petrol station.
Who?
Leanne Moore. She won a Eurostar. Do you remember?
No, sorry.
Okay, yeah. Another reason why we...
This is like when me and Reese went to fucking Winter Wonderland in London. And we were in like the beer, the Oktoberfest tent. I was having my toffee apple cider, best cider I've ever had in my life, by the way. Like, would go back just for that alone. And Reese goes, it's Abby. And I'm like, who?
Girls, bat me up on this. EastEnders is like...
Abby is from EastEnders.
Listen, Abby was
I thought it was Carnation. Character.
Right, now listen, listen. I have been subject to EastEnders since I have been about 7. Because I went to my Nana's every Friday night and EastEnders Beyond. EastEnders was at its peak when Abby was in it. Abby got fucked off the top of the Queen Vic and died. And it was traumatic. I watched that happen. Real time shit. I see Abby over there. Girls, I was mad to go for a photo. I was like, I love Abby. My poor
Did you? I can't remember.
I don't think I did. I think I got a sneaky pic of her, which is so unlikely. But I just thought it was so mad. Abby from EastEnders over at Winter Wonderland.
Celeb spotting. There you go, girls.
I've never seen like a mad celeb, like someone massive. If I saw like a massive celeb, I think I'd die. I wouldn't be able
to. I saw Cody Simpson.
Smash.
Smash. 100% smash. Even fuck it. Why not?
Remember when he was like the
hero shots needed?
Remember when he was like the it guy? Everyone was going.
Yeah, out. It was then. I was obsessed.
God, wow. That's so good. That's a good one.
It I've is a good seen... one.
What? Oh! I saw Alexandra Burke on the tube.
Alexandra Burke?
I did.
That's mad.
That was a good one. But it was around the time that like she came off X Factor, you know?
Yeah.
Bad Boys, iconic bop.
Living. What else happened this week? What else have I missed? Quick rundown.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
I haven't missed more time.
No, the Late Late Show, the Eras Tour started.
Yeah.
Harry's in the Philippines, if anyone's on Harry Styles watch like me.
Why?
Doing,
just chilling.
Doing his concerts.
Oh, on tour?
Yeah.
Would love to go to the Philippines, to be honest.
The Filipinos do be loving a bit of Harry Styles, as they should.
As they should.
Oh, my God.
They have great taste.
But, lads, the thing about Harry Styles is he goes around, right, and he kind of gets away with going around the place. Because he's not in the mad glittery shit.
Yeah, he looks kind of normal until you like realize how fucking sexy he is. And then you're like, oh, I know who that is.
We cannot discuss.
We can't even dive into this because no, Bruce is
obsessed. We can't discuss, right? That man, I love him so much. Love you. But I think that I'm so excited for Love on Tour. Are any of my girls going to Love on Tour? I've planned my outfit within a
little bit. Did you realize they can't talk back?
I know.
Any of my girls going to London? They can't.
I do talk into the void on this podcast a lot. I'm like,
and then there's just me staring at him like through Zoom, like, no.
Brianna, you should get a ticket and come.
No.
Okay.
I don't have $2,000.
Like, not $2,000.
They're so expensive.
Oh, who cares?
Like, how much did you pay for a ticket this time?
110.
I just...
That is well worth it.
No.
All I'm going to say.
I could... See, it is for you. You are 6 foot... How much? 6'2"? 6'3"?
No, but it's in, like, Slane Castle. It's in a castle.
I still won't be able to fucking see a thing.
Babe, imagine that bitch went through a castle.
Like, I might as well just put on like JBL headphones or Beats.
I can't hide, Brianna. I couldn't even see Lizzo in the three arenas. So
there you go. I couldn't fucking see shit. But it was like when I went to London for my birthday last year, we went to see Phantom of the Opera. I couldn't see a fucking thing. I forgot my glasses. Like, no, it was so, like, I actually wanted to cry because Shona was like, do you enjoy it? I was like, I'm sure it was great, but I couldn't see their faces, like,
no,
like they're all just like, it was like watching fucking dolls. like twirl around on stage, and I had to like figure it out by like the costumes they were
Oh,
so bad.
another thing we need to
I should
make.
have been moved up for my disability of not being able to
You
see,
really
like,
should have.
like it was fucked.
She has a sight problem.
No, like it's so bad. These
No.
eyes are gorgeous, but they bland. Shit.
Oh, there's nothing behind them. That's the problem.
Oh, stop.
No,
Don't drag me. I don't know where I'm going to go for my birthday this year.
Oh, can I come with you wherever we go?
Start saving.
Why? Where are we going?
I don't know, but like it
New
ain't
York.
going. New York. No, I can't
Oh.
afford that much. But if any brand wants to take us on a PR trip, we will give you the
Benefit,
money.
come on, we'll lay it out that poor festival for you. Not a problem.
I will become a poor star. For a
I'll
fucking
streak
press
naked and
trip.
smear this stuff on me if you want to.
Literally,
No,
like,
like,
what do you
just
want
send it
to
to New York.
Like, anything. Just get us on a fucking plane, honestly. I
Honestly,
don't know.
we do it.
I'll look on Love Holidays, realistically,
Oh my God,
to
Love
find
Island. Darling, oh my.
Yes.
It's
Love Holidays or
amazing.
Skyscanner. I don't know, but I'd love to just get the fuck out
I'll go
in
with you. I want to go somewhere.
all honesty. Yeah, no, I need a break. You know what I
Even
mean?
London. We could do London. Or we could
I
do.
got London again.
I love London.
So do I, but I'm like, there's only so many times you can go to Lattery and Covent Garden before it's boring.
We could do.
I'd have to go out to Highgate.
Yeah, no, we could do like
Met
other
all
like.
of his best mates. Sorry,
No,
I'm just, I have London
I.
weather in my head.
No, last thing we need to talk about before our 4 minutes is up.
Zoom, 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 go.
Jasper the Doll. My life. You
Is
need
that
to
the
know Jasper the
TikTok
Doll.
doll?
Yes.
Yeah, Aaron and you keep sending me that shit.
No water left.
I.
Oh, if you're feeling me, keep it on the
I need like a whole 3. I just need a career break. I need a year off to just like
That's a
reintegrate into society. Maybe gain my sight back. Laser eye
God.
surgery.
Can someone please give her a collab to help her see
Laser
again?
at me. I can't see.
Girls, this has been a very chaotic episode. I'm not sure it made it much sense at all, but
It probably didn't, but I kind of love
I
it.
kind of love
Like,
it. We just kind of
this is
talk,
what our
actually.
FaceTimes are like.
Welcome, 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 welcome.
Welcome to the world.
Welcome to New York. Anyway.
Us, when we touch down off that Aer Lingus flight into JFK,
Why?
manifest it,
No,
baby.
girls, we actually have manifested something. So you never know,
No,
manifest
you
the
don't talk
action.
about, we don't put eggs in baskets until contracts are signed.
Yeah, true. Sorry.
Talked about it.
Oop. Sorry.
Zip doobity doop back in.
I'm literally I like something like I'll be that person that would be like, "What's happening?" And then I see at the end embargo, and I'm like, "Oops."
Shit. And I'm like, stop. Zip the lips.
Anyways, girls, we hope you enjoyed this chaotic conversation about nothing.
About fuck all, but you know what? That's what our life is at right now.
I'm
Like,
so sorry for me sniffling along here. I'm like an
even
ad for
another
fucking. What's it called?
Kleenex.
Citrine allergy right here.
The
But
train.
you know what?
At least he doesn't have arthritis.
At least I don't have arthritis. I still can't believe that I've been saying that wrong for 25 years.
Like, there's so many things that people say wrong. Like, Eason's is Eason. There's no S.
Acker's place.
Yeah, I worked there for 2 weeks once. Didn't fucking know
On that note,
the
we're ending this before I get
difference. Love
more about
you.
NFX. Love you. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.